Welcome to the Calm Down, It's Fine podcast.
Calm down, it's fine.
He just jumped that on me.
I did. I was trying to beat you to it.
I can't hear me. It felt like it took us a while to get to episode 65.
The same age as David.
That would be a good shirt.
What do you, podcast. David, what do you want?
The same age as David.
I don't know if anyone else cares, but I'm still doing it for
How about
forever.
Now, David?
Hello. Yeah, that sounds better.
Better. All right, you made it. Episode 65. Here we are. We calm down. It's fine. Yeah. Podcast. I don't know if we still have listeners. We missed last week, but we're gonna still put out the good word.
Yeah.
See what happens.
The podcast.
Oh yeah, mine's low.
Where hello, we hello. Continue to learn things on the fly.
All right, enjoy this episode of the Calm Down. Let's find a podcast. If you are watching on YouTube, Mackenzie, I encourage you to
do it.
Go look on YouTube and see that.
That was funny.
I'm not sure. I don't know, man.
What?
I don't know.
I don't see what the problem is.
No, Dustin has a blanket over his shorts because. He, like the Cowboys used to do, they used to ride up to town. That's what his shorts are doing. So riding up.
Someone made enough comments. I decided to do something about it.
Wise.
Is that not what the blanket's for?
What?
You didn't buy that blanket with that in mind?
Cover up Dustin's immodesty?
Mm-hmm.
My enormous legs.
Yeah. Tune into YouTube to see Dustin's blue cover up.
He's wearing biker shorts.
We were told that we probably shouldn't eat in the microphone, David.
Who said
that's
that?
Gross. Because that
will strongly influence my decision on whether or not I listen.
Your wife.
My wife?
Yeah.
That's funny.
He said, don't even care. All right. Well, it is. What is this? Is episode 65, right?
Yeah.
65?
David's age.
Sorry about last week. We couldn't get on the same page, and because you guys don't pay us full time, mm-hmm. we're not good enough to get, you know, $5 a month from one of, you know, if, think about this.
Listen.
Thinking.
If we could get 1 million people to give us $1.
Man.
Then we would have $2 million.
Seems like it would be easy to do that.
Taxes would kill us, though.
No, dude. You just have to do it right.
Is it 40?
And evade taxes?
You know how many...
What? I mean, would it still be like roughly 40%? Or would it be so...
You have to do it under the table somehow. Like, mail it to my address.
What are you talking about, Cam?
But get this.
We would never do that.
Dustin's having a stroke.
Think about this.
That's what you think.
Getting 1 million views on a video, like on YouTube or Instagram, is like nothing nowadays. Like, it's literally nothing.
No. We really suck.
We stink. But if you could, like, convince people to give you $1, like, we're going to make, it would be a very noble endeavor if someone just took it on themselves to say, like, hey, this person, let's change their lives. Let's try and get 1 million people to give them $1. Or better yet, let's get what? 100,000 people to give $5 or 10 bucks, right? 100,000 people giving 10 bucks.
Or better yet, one person to give $1 million.
No, you know what I was just thinking?
Serious thing though.
Just right now.
I understand.
Podcasting is essentially the equivalent to homelessness on the internet.
Yeah.
We just talk and we hope that people give us their spare change.
You know, we are joking about that. People emailed in like, I don't have extra money to give you. I'm just messing. I don't expect you to pay us.
We really are doing this for fun.
Yes, this is not. We don't get compensated. I guess we do by some, but it's
We're trying to get there. That's the problem we're having. You're not allowing for us to live out our dreams.
I'm sitting on a couch permanently.
Yeah, you know.
No, but think about this.
It's my ministry.
If there was, I think that would be actually a cool, like a YouTube guy should do that with a lot of followers. Mm-hmm. Should be like, hey, let's pick one person and raise $1 million. Every person gives $1.
Hmm.
I would do that. I would definitely give a dollar.
I would give a quarter.
Have you ever had a serious conversation in your life?
Yeah.
You know what some people do is they'll host like different channels. So like, mm-hmm. like let's say there's a guy who's got like 100 million subscribers, right?
Right.
And he sees a channel like ours and he's like, man, these guys are funny. I like these guys. So what he'll do is he'll be like, go, he'll tell his subscribers like, go subscribe to these guys.
Oh, so we should have someone like Evan Stewart.
Someone like Evan Stewart. But no, like it's a thing. So like they do it on Twitch.
Who doesn't touch, he didn't touch our stuff.
No. So
that's the guy that we had on the.
Yeah, the famous right. guy. So, but like they'll do it on Twitch. Like if there's a little streamer who's like streaming something and he's only got like 7 viewers. And then there's a guy who regularly he goes live and he's got 100,000. At the end of his stream, he'll pick like a random guy who's only got 7 and he'll be like, all right, everybody go watch this guy. So this guy's like yeah. playing a game or he's doing a puzzle or something. He's got 7 viewers and he's talking to his 7 viewers and he's just having fun. And then all of a sudden, like 100,000 people get on at once and they start donating money and they're like, wow. What is happening? It's just so.
I made it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
If you want to follow me around in the blue Collins mechanical van and just give me money, you can. Giving you a free ride to do so.
Hey, stop! Take my money!
Yep. I should be in Harrington tomorrow. Just so you
take
know.
It! Norman Street.
Norman Street.
Right at the very end.
Just put right, it in the, right put next it in the mailbox.
The, right next to the old people home.
Since we're
about,
on...
About 50 feet from the blinking light.
Since we're on the topic of logistics, you should explain the C. diff merch... website.
Oh yeah, so we sold a good amount of shirts. We still have a couple, but I haven't restocked it, and
it's your fault.
Yeah, no, we were it was charging us to have the website, and so we hadn't sold a shirt in a month or two, and I didn't want to get sorry, I'm changing something on myself.
Do you need a blanket, Cam?
No.
And the level words, of professionalism.
We didn't make the money that month, and I didn't want to keep it if we weren't going to sell the shirts. So if you would like a shirt, email the podcast, and we'll give you a Cash App, Venmo, or some other way just yep. to send money in, or an address to send money in for it.
It's $ Dustin Sadoff.
No, if you want a shirt, what did I bring it down to? 20? Did I bring it down to 20?
I can't remember.
I think it was 20.
You just went up to 30.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We do have a hat design that we're going to be doing.
We've been discussing.
We'll probably make, honestly, like 12 hats. That's usually what the bundles come in. Mm-hmm. So if you want a hat, how about this? If you want a hat and 12 people email in and say, I'll take a hat for, I guess they have to be like 20, what are they usually, 28?
Ish,
they're
yeah.
More, yeah, they're so like 30 25 minimum 30 usually, and then
yeah. it would cost us probably 30 because the hats are expensive. Yeah. If you want a hat, it'll be cool. It'll be like this one, Richardson 112. It'll be a nice patch. So if you want one, email in. First come, first serve. We will have those.
But Cameron,
at some point,
what if 24 people email in and say they want a hat?
We'll do 24 hats.
What?
What?
That's
what?
Crazy!
Wow,
that's rad.
It's almost like everyone should just buy a hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right now.
Stop touching him.
I can't help it.
Stop. Bro, that's twice now. You hit 5 and I'm calling the police.
You have never complained.
You hit 5 and I'm calling.
Again, when you're a pastor, I'm blowing my whistle. That people are going to find and be like,
yeah, ooh. I don't want to listen to that guy. He touched David's knee.
When you're a pastor,
David
are you
going to
pastor? Nah. You're going to pastor? Is Cameron like prophesying? What is that background?
No, there's a shed behind the church, and we're sending all the homeless people there.
There's a nursing home ministry somewhere. There's a nursing home ministry for everyone. Big up, Sonny. I'm deaf, and so is he.
be getting hot and heavy, getting a salvation, and like, what?
Kenzie will pastor.
What? Yeah. She'd do a lot better job.
You're a great helpmate.
But she's already made me so much better.
I agree.
I know.
You look better.
Thank you.
Well, usually today is...
Today was my blue blanket day. You know, you got to have one of those a month.
We all need a woman in our lives.
So,
what?
I was going to make a joke.
This guy is making jokes.
I was going to say a joke about having multiple women in your life.
You know, because Cameron's Mormon.
I think they got a good thing going here. Going there.
How is everybody's services?
I have Verizon, so it's pretty decent all the time.
Okay, cool. I got T-Mobile.
I have VidAngel also. VidAngel, it's a good streaming service.
I've got VidAngel.
Too. Oh, you meant church services.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But since you brought it up, how was your church service?
It was great. It was really good.
I feel like he totally meant, now he's just being silly.
He asked how our services were, and I said I have Verizon, so it's pretty decent all the time.
Yeah.
And he was talking about church services, but I spun it.
Yeah.
And now we're back to what he actually, the original intent.
Which was church service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dustin needs a GPS to get through conversations.
No, that you weren't paying attention to me. We were talking. Wasn't. It's fine.
My phone,
where's Harrison, by the way?
Who's that?
Who?
That guy asked us to be in his wedding and then just never came back.
Yeah, I know. That was it.
He's like, by the way, thanks for getting me a wife later.
Hey, he's like, I got what I needed.
You might as well come to the wedding. Bye.
Call him. Call Harrison.
So you had a good Sunday?
Yeah, we did.
Connected to the cool, thing. Cool,
Sunday. Cool. What is today?
Tuesday.
Fifth.
Tuesday.
I'm Six. Connecting to Rodecaster Pro.
Fifth. Today's the fifth.
Today's your face.
Yeah, Sunday was great. It was good. We had, what happened Sunday?
Church.
Church happened. Service. I went to Fred. We went to a church Sunday night to sing. Dustin came with us. It says,
make sure it's turned on and in range.
Here you go. Unpair. It should be on. I think you're hooked up.
Am I? It doesn't say I am.
It says unpair, so you want me to pair it?
What does it say?
It says unpair.
Hold on.
If you guys donated money, we could hire an intern to do this stuff for us. Yeah. A technician.
I guess it unpair.
You know how, like, when people are like, yeah, I love that podcast. Man, when they first started, you know, that was cool. And then, you know, all they did was ask for money. You know, that's what it turned into. I feel like that's what people are saying.
Well,
it's actually just a joke.
I'd honestly, stop asking if you started giving.
Or Baptist preachers. Come yeah, on. Man.
No.
Tell us about your revival.
What does that say?
It says your Rodecaster Pro is now discoverable to Rodecaster Pro in your device.
Nothing is
tap right. Rodecaster Pro.
I got it.
Got it.
Revival went well. Revival went really good, actually. As somebody who's been going to that church since I was like 5, and we've had like the same preachers come in for the revival every year, I've heard a lot of the same messages multiple times.
Yeah.
I just mean like over, like it's almost been, it's been almost 30 years.
Have you ever repeated a message at a place you preach at?
Oh, at a place I preach at? No.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, after 30 years, man, you kind of forget what you preach.
No, you come up with new messages. Oh. Hey.
Hello. Welcome to the Calm Down, It's Fine podcast. Hey. I did it wrong.
You driving?
No. I'm
pastoring.
I've been at school the whole time.
I know it's hard not to speak through your nose, but try not to.
Well, it's right there in the way.
My bad. Kind of gets in the way.
I just looked at Dustin's phone and it says big nose guy.
That's me.
How you doing, man?
Big nose
am I
boy.
On the podcast?
Or? Of course you're on the podcast. We have no reason to contact you unless we're recording. Yeah. All right, our friendship is based on the record button. REC, baby. REC.
Speak to you in any other facet.
Yeah. Don't even assume we're friends outside of this.
Yep.
My voice muffled in a way that, you know, people are wondering who I could possibly be.
They have no idea who you are because they forgot the sound of your voice. You know in the Bible where it says, my sheep hear my voice?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know you.
Yeah, your sheep are dead.
You've lost your flock.
Yeah, been busy.
No, there's no excuses. He's like, it's been so busy that we didn't put out an episode yesterday.
The level of how much he sounds like he doesn't care.
I know. I don't care how far away you live. How about you get your priorities straight? It's podcast and then God and then
her.
Of course. Well, today was school, not her. So
okay. Well, them.
Them.
And then her.
Yeah. Of course. This is first.
But either way, the podcast is farther up the list.
Yeah.
It's it's like God and so God is first, but right in the middle of the G-O, pod it's takes podcast, over God. Yeah. Podcast. Like,
it's joy, but the P is silent after J.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So you're we need to, Dustin, go get the wedding invitation on that ledge. We need to tell people where to go to. Oh yeah, Dustin's like, hold on, I'll do it. You talk
before. But before we get, Cameron, before we get too far away from it, what I was trying to say before Dustin called Harry in the middle of my sentence.
I know you're talking, but he told me to call, and I just wanted to do it.
That's true. Brother Mark preached a message he's never preached before. Like, he wrote it right before service on biblical patience. Yeah. And it was fantastic.
Was he spitting mad biblical Bible Baptist patience. Bars? Mad biblical Bible Baptist bars?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, spitting them.
It was real good. Really good. Also, what since Harry is on the...
Did it stop?
Do what?
What's that?
Oh, since Harry is here,
how'd it mess up?
Harry also texted me and he asked. Harry, he texted me and asked me for a message that my pastor preaches.
Mm-hmm.
That he's, it's the message he's quite known for, and so Harry was like, "Can you find?" It's called the Three Chairs,
mm-hmm.
and he says, "Can you find this message?" It holds significance in his life. So I was like, yeah, let me see if I can find it anywhere. Well, I did like a YouTube search, Alan Ryman, the Three Chairs, and you can find a couple places where he's preached it. None of them at our church. And I've heard him preach that message one time at our church.
Yeah.
And I've heard him preach it at other places. So anytime my pastor's preaching somewhere, I'm like, man, I need to listen to Three Chairs. I just go to a meeting he's at.
Yeah.
You don't preach it at home.
No. There's no point.
No point.
You guys are too dumb.
Yeah. If only there's a faithful member of the congregation to record it and put it on YouTube.
Well.
It's hard to delete these because I can find. I could find something, I'm sure, Harry. I just haven't finished looking.
Yeah. No, it was good. I was listening to it while we were painting the school building.
I've searched high, but I have not searched low.
What's up?
I said, I've searched high, but I have not searched low.
I didn't search at all.
Yeah. That's all good. It's been great, though. It was really good. That was a message that he preached at Solid Rock. And my mom heard it. I don't know how old I was at that point. And then kind of said, okay, the gist of it is that there's always the next generation is worse than what you allow or what you are.
Right.
So that you need to live for God for the sake of your kids. I think I mentioned it before on the podcast, but that was just a message that, you know, my mom got serious, more so for me than for herself. So it was definitely, you know, changed the course. So indebted is what I said to David about it. And even like before, like, I think I went to him in person. At least I mentioned it to Brother Samson, but I think I mentioned it to Brother Alan as well. About, yeah.
So yeah, since Dustin probably, I'm assuming you haven't heard it.
Mm.
The premise is he realized there is a pattern of threes in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and how it takes three generations to get away from God.
Yeah.
And he gives like examples of how a family will fall apart after three generations if they don't put God first. And then he uses like a biblical examples and then typically also uses his own family as an example.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's really, really good.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was really good.
No, that sounds pretty good.
I was.
It's an interesting thought.
Keep talking. I'm trying to clip our video. Sorry.
No, you're good.
There, okay. I was in New Hampshire this weekend for Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
What's
in New Hampshire?
Well, there's a special guest that I was going to get to, but Ruth is also there.
Okay.
That's kind of up there.
Yeah.
I also had to get a haircut for school. So there's a guy, his name's Noah. He's a barber. So I'm like, there's another good reason to go to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You know, free food is always, you know, kind of
good.
An incentive. And then, so Ruth was at like this Faith Leaders of New Hampshire something meeting. Not that she's a leader of faith, but her dad is. So she was with them. And she met Mike Pence and his wife. And
is that what the pictures were about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I was wondering why you were sending me random pictures of Mike Pence. And I was like, why is Harry with Mike Pence? I don't know what's happening right now.
He's the president.
I guess a few months ago. And that, so she really hit it off well with his wife, Karen. And then, whatever, somehow, some way, mentioned about Labor Day of an area. There's a barbecue smoke off thing. So, long story short, I was at a Labor Day cookout with Bruce, and Mike Pence was there, and he gave like a testimony there. And
give us your idea of who you're voting for on when it comes time. Who are you voting for?
That's it.
Oh no, that was. That's it. What do you mean? That's it. That was a question.
So do I have to like say which party I'm a part of too?
No. Just when Mike Pence shows up at the barbecue, that's assumed.
Yeah, I mean he's very personable. As far as he's super down to earth. Like to talk to him, he was talking to us for like a few minutes, and then that was, you know, with everybody there. Obviously,
is he a King James Bible believer though?
Well, it's not 16, and yeah, it might be New King James.
Let's get down to brass tacks. What's his stance on the gap?
Yeah.
I said, look, Mike. I get your
look, Mike.
I'm gonna need a hardline stance on a few things.
Yeah, I need to. What are your stances on the seven mysteries?
Is Revelation are the seven churches in Revelation, are they time periods or actual churches in church history? Let us know, Mike.
Mike, are you pre-wrath, post-trib, or what are you?
Give us your modesty standards.
That was so funny.
I see. No.
And then Mr. also Chamberlain, your skincare routine.
Mr. Chamberlain listens to the podcast. It's like we can't blast Uncle Mike too much. That's Ruth's dad. He's a supporter of the podcast and Mike Pence. So,
But
he doesn't give us money. So, yeah. Rhino! I'm just joking.
Harry, I'm holding in my hand an RSVP to your wedding.
A special place.
Oh, I haven't RSVP'd yet, and Ruth got on me about that.
You haven't RSVP'd your own wedding?
Seriously?
I said the cutoff October 6th, but I have time.
Let me see it.
I mean, you can't argue with that. I was going to shout out a registry so that the fans could buy you things. Is it the knot.com? Is that the one? Is that where your registry is?
The knot.com, Harrison and Druth.
I feel like the moral dilemma of like the Target registry.
Yeah, you called me about that, and I don't know if we told everyone else.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
No, you didn't.
I feel like. Did I or no?
No, you told me. You didn't tell anyone else.
Okay. Well, because I get worried because I feel like our stories get like repeated over and over again. So if it has been reported.
Well, if you listen to the podcast, you know that doesn't happen.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
Wait, real quick. I don't mean to cut you off, but on the bottom of this, it says, we look forward to celebrating with you. Do you look forward to celebrating with me?
Always can. That's why I asked you to be in the wedding party.
We have to figure out what we're
doing. That tracks.
For you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry. Dustin, quit interrupting.
You know, Target, Satanist, drag stuff, all that for like kids, all that fun stuff. So typically people like would like make registries with Target and stuff. And then it was that time where like we're trying to make a registry. And I was in the moral dilemma like, hey, there was, can you guys still hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So that more dilemma of like, you know, hey, you know, Target has, you know, stuff. People normally put their register in Target. but, you know, they're also worshiping Satan. So I was like, so I called Cam and said, Cam, how would you feel as a, you know, assistant pastor of a King James Bible-believing church feeling about buying something from a Target registry? We didn't end up going with Target. And so Ruth
wanted
a... Where
is this in the podcast?
Can you guys hear me still?
Yep.
So there was a KitchenAid mixer that Ruth wanted that was exclusive to Target.
Oh.
And I know, right? So it's like, junk.
So now you're going to be drinking those demon smoothies.
Yeah. So I was like, which friend do I know has low moral standards that I could ask them to go into Target to get that KitchenAid mixer?
So you called Dustin.
Yeah. And I walked in there and bought it, everything they had.
Right. So now one of her friends got it for her, and then I...
Low morals, her friends.
Good. I want names.
Nice to know.
Yeah, and then after, like a red flag, like, Ruth, this is who you're associating with. We rejoiced that, you know, I didn't have to go in to Target, which I was, you know, kind of planning on doing, to lower, to get that KitchenAid mixer.
So since then, like, how many of Satan's milkshakes have you guys made?
Wait, it's not the... is it a blender or that?
It's a KitchenAid mixer.
Like a
mixer. It's a mixer.
Not a blender. I was like, how are you...
I was thinking about a blender.
With a mixer. What kind of milkshake are you making, David?
You got to put it on high.
Brownies, not Satan's milkshake.
Yeah, Satan's brownies.
I was thinking a blender for some reason. I don't know why.
I kept thinking, I'm like, how are we making smoothies with that? My wife has one. Yeah, we got in. We got on the Target registry right before they went all Hail Satan.
There,
well, right in between, actually, because they were Hail Satan, and then it was like, okay, we're not Hail Satan. And then last year they were like, Hail Satan again, and we're like, oh, we're out again. Dustin zoning out.
Sorry.
we avoided it anyway. But I then got back last night from New Hampshire, getting ready for school to start. Crazy that the summer went by, and, you know, here we are.
It was a big summer for you. Yeah. This whole relationship has been a... it's been a big 3 months for you. I'm just joking.
Whirlwind of stuff.
How many students you have?
20-something. Wow. 20, like mid to low 20s. I can't remember. Because I'm in, like, the high school. So I know the high schoolers, but not like the elementary. I'm going to say like 22-ish, which is kind of a relief. It's like, hey, you know, first year as a principal, obviously every child matters, but it's like, you know, less plates to keep spinning.
You like have 22, you know, high schoolers?
No, 22 students all together in the school.
Yeah, I'm about to say 22 high schoolers is quite the... that's not small. I mean...
Correct. Well, what's nice is that, like, you know, okay, it is, like, getting into it, figuring it out. And what's nice is that it's not their first year with the school, so they already have things in place. So that is a huge blessing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Tomorrow orientation for all the parents and the students, I'll just say, let's be real, guys. I'm sorry for what's about to happen. But, we'll get them next year.
Like, nobody, we'll get them next year. For about 2 months, no one respects you. They just think you're a big, fat joke until you're married. It's like, you're an idiot. You have no jurisdiction over me. As soon as you get married, they're like, yes, sir. Who are you? You're on the same stage of life as I am.
Yeah.
Well... hey, what do you want to do for your bachelor party, getaway, whatever?
Let's tell the whole world right now.
Yep. Bigfoot,
I don't know.
You don't know?
It depends what time David gets there, because he might have work. So
why don't you assume I would have work?
You don't work.
Because you'd be there.
You're a pastor. It doesn't work.
Doesn't work. That's why they call him Trimmy.
We might have to do something beforehand with just us. Maybe we'll show up. Maybe what we'll do.
We do.
Is show up to school one day in ski masks and submachine guns.
Yeah.
Hold the school hostage.
I opened my door in a ski mask.
You did what?
I opened my door and there's people with ski masks. Like, you'd fit right in.
So we could just could abduct you, and it would get you a couple days off, and you might get paid, and that way, like, they don't know that you just went. Your boys took you down, you know, to Florida or something, and then you show back up like, oh, ruffled.
Yeah, you know, we can make it like pretty realistic,
roughed
you
up
know?
A bit, but.
I've got a 6-pound maul.
Brother Burton, I got abducted. Oh, my goodness.
I fall
it's like, meanwhile, on social media, like, living it up.
Gone just enough time for them, like, to paint a mural of me somewhere.
Yes, just enough time for the side of the building.
Right, yep.
Have a memorial.
There's enough space. But I'm hoping that, I know I've been, like, you know, broken tooth, put out of joint a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's.
Yeah, good. That's a good place to start. You can.
But I'm hoping. Like, I don't know if it's going to be like calling in, or like in person. Tuesdays would be easier to do it.
Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what's today?
Today's a
Tuesday.
Tuesday. not like Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
right.
Tuesday like Tuesdays.
Ask me.
The second Tuesday of next week.
Yeah.
Have you made an episode this summer?
Don't ask questions like that.
Season, I'll be honest.
Huh?
Whatever I'm calling this. Made an episode this season.
He.
I had 2 episodes in a row that said, you know what? That's good enough for me.
I think it was, 51 and 52.
He hasn't been here since, like, David's 53rd birthday. Yeah. So,
it's a while. Because, like, I didn't have, like, hey, guys, I'm going to be on hiatus. I just kind of disappeared. Like, it's a new season, and, like, they just kind of killed off a character. And, like,
and they didn't acknowledge it.
Well, we're still trying to recast.
Yeah, they're still, like, kind of just going with it. It's, like,
It's hard to find someone with the same characteristics, you know, like.
I was watching a show.
Big nose, tall,
it's slender. Like a Hallmark show. Yo, this guy's wife goes to, like, help her mom, gets on a plane, flies down to the beach.
This is a Hallmark
movie? It's like a Hallmark show, like one of those murder mystery, whatever. But this particular woman is, like, a main part of the show. Mm-hmm. And for this whole season of this show, like, before the end of the last one, she got on a plane to go down, like, fly 2 hours. Beginning of the next one, she, like, is calling in. You can't hear her. But it's like, oh, there's a flood, and mom is stuck, and I have to help her with all her stuff. And so the whole movie, they just keep checking back in. It's been like a year, and she's still, Sarah's still down in the, you know, at the beach with her mom, and the bridges are out, and she can't get back. Like, the whole time. Like, and it's set in modern day. Like, that's not what happens. Like, she's like, I'm going to try to get back for so-and-so's birthday, but in other words, she's gone. But, like, just like,
that was the end of that.
Yeah, like, but quit acting. It's like, you, that's like, I haven't seen her in a year. Like, dude, like she's 2 hours away.
In Chesapeake Shores, when they killed off that, like, one, one guy just left, which I didn't like him anyway.
So basically, what we're trying to say is Harry painted himself in a corner in a basement, and we're just waiting for the paint to dry, and then he'll come back.
Yeah, that's a
good excuse.
I am, in all seriousness, though, I am hoping that one school get going, and obviously.
Yeah, you're hoping once you're married, you'll have more freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of banking on that.
Once I'm not married, this would be like the escape. I was like, look, I need.
I'll make a deal. You can The problem with my house is, you know, it's like there's no space, so. It's like Ruth can come and just sit in the massage chair if she wants.
What we'll probably end up doing is that, like, all the stuff that we need for the house, what I'll strategically do is, because you guys are, like, tax-free there, I'll just ship stuff to your house and say, hey, guys, I'm here for the podcast, but really I'm trying to pick up my, like, table.
Yeah, as you stumble in, like, oh, hey. No, definitely. Like, if you have big things to send, send them to my house.
Or we could get a studio and then hire Ruth as our intern.
That's right.
To record the podcast for us.
For $4 an hour. It's the best we can do.
Look, Steve. I have three. On social media, I saw the picture of Mike Pence and Ruth is in the background.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
All right, Ruth is looking very mad, and I didn't know if.
Is it on hit?
It's look on Twitter, bro.
Look,
come on, bro.
Go and take a look, man.
Ruth is looking mad.
Angry.
All photos, come on.
Angry.
She's angry. It's like the Freedom Bat or the Granite Bat, whatever the church name is.
I don't know where it's at.
What? Look, find it.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
No, I'll figure it out. Cool. The point was to have it on here. You diptard.
Diptard.
Well, I didn't see it. There's a lot of stuff he's going with. Salem. Oh, look, it's that thing.
It's that yeah, thing.
You see her
that
in like the
one.
Food line to the left.
Yeah.
She's looking mad.
Yeah.
she's contemplating this marriage.
She sees like, it.
It was kind of toasty, TBH.
It was what?
It was kind of toasty.
Toasty. That,
it was toasty.
Cam, do you see the fourth photo?
No, Cam's not even there. And he's like yelling at you for not being there. And he just opened X, the X app.
I hate that it's called X.
I've not been on this
on my iPad. Literally have not.
How long has it been X? I'm going to have to change the outros on the videos now.
But New Hampshire's the same way with, like, I can ship stuff up there tax-free. Kind of a blessing.
Oh, New Hampshire's tax-free? I didn't know.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So, like, we ended up buying a Nintendo Switch.
Dope.
For, yeah. For Smash Bros. And Mario Kart, like, the church, once we get that figured out. And obviously, you know, not just the church. Trying to just, you know, increase marital conflict through Mario yeah. Kart.
When are we gonna issue the challenge in Super Smash Bros?
I should probably bring. Ooh, I could bring it to Cam's house.
I have a Switch and I have Smash Brothers as well.
Whoa! So we could do four controllers and just put it on Cam's TV.
And we could just. Oh, she's super happy. She is. That's the happiest person I've ever seen in my life.
She looks excited. That's a look of joy.
She looks so mad.
She looks dead inside.
It was pretty toasty out there, to be fair.
She does not look happy.
No.
Dude, she looks
no,
it, so...
It looks like Harrison just told a joke.
I was
so,
just looking... I was looking for you. I'm like, he's not beside... her. Were you there?
Yeah, I was there. I am, So
why weren't you standing beside your woman?
Because she was angry, so he left.
It looks like she's not voting. Like, if you ask me, who is this woman voting for?
Not that guy.
It doesn't look like
she looks like she's still angry that Hillary didn't win.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
But
so do you see the one where it's like the girl with the camera?
Yes.
Standing up. So zoom all the way to the left. You see there's a guy in gray sitting down looking at her.
With glasses on his shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not me.
It's not me. It's like,
if you go up his shoulder to the left, there's a guy in a gray shirt whose face is half cut off.
That's you.
That's you.
That's me.
They just couldn't fit your
nose
into the picture.
You're not even facing Mike Pence. You're just totally in the... You're like set in the opposite direction. You're looking at the parking lot.
I'm in a photo with Mike Pence.
It's true. Technically, he's
literally, you're literally facing the opposite direction. That's funny.
Well, I was scouting out, you know, what food was up there.
Yeah.
Harry's like, listen,
no,
Mike
I don't know about
Pence
you,
is
but
cool
that hot dog's got my vote.
Yeah. Pence is cool and all, but what are we eating right here? Yeah.
Finally gets to I'm talk like, to him. So what's your stance on hot dogs?
Yeah.
Hot dog's a sandwich.
Are you a ballpark kind of guy or?
All right, well, Harrison, let's do something real quick. Let's have a conversation about something that I have on my iPad. Here's what we got. You get to sit in a room with three of them. Take your pick. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. John the Beloved. Him, let me send it to you. You have your phone out, obviously.
Well, I don't know how I'm calling you, but maybe.
See, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't read the names. I just looked at the pictures, and I thought they were Lord of the Rings characters.
You get to sit in the room with three of them. Take your pick. We've got John the Beloved.
That'd be a good one.
Noah, Elijah, Daniel, Joseph, Adam, Eve, Peter, Enoch, Moses, Esther, David, Samson, Mary, Solomon, Paul.
What if you just picked all the worst sinners? Or
Abraham.
Sinners?
Why is Abraham in the center like an OG?
I know. He died a lot. Because
he is the OG.
Yeah. Well, Eve is the OG.
Nah, bro.
Woman. I'd like to sit in a room with her.
Woman.
I'm going to pick all of the most sinful.
You see it?
What's that? Yeah, I see it. I'm looking at it right now.
Why did they put Joseph and Daniel at the same place? It's the same picture, just different tint.
They're not the same.
Why does Noah look like Gandalf?
Pull it up on your phone. I sent it to you the other day, right?
Noah looks like Gandalf.
I don't think you sent me that. You sent me something else.
Here, let me do it.
All right. So, who did you pick, David? So we have to pick three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You sent me the men's haircut price.
That's coming up.
So, Cam.
Yeah.
Cam. Am I sitting in their time, or are they sitting in my time?
They're sitting in your time, and you have them held hostage.
I was about to say, because if it's their time, the answer is none of the above.
I couldn't go back in time and stop Adam and Eve.
No. This is, you get to sit in a room with three of them. Take your pick. Number one, yeah. They didn't have rooms back then. So it's
our time. Are they alive or are they corpses? Because
come on, bro. These are important corpses.
These are important conversations.
David. Really? Dead bodies.
Them in our time.
You get to sit in a room with three of them dead. What's the point of that? What's the point of this exercise?
All right. Well, you didn't say that they lived forever.
David.
Technically, Enoch
not. That's true. Could happen.
So conversation.
Technically, Elijah and Enoch. Yeah, you know, their bodies are doing quite fine.
I've deleted every video. No. I've deleted literally every video. Sorry, people. We keep pressing record on the it's full. And I keep deleting videos and it keeps messing up. There's really nothing else I can delete. I don't know why it's full. This episode we're just gonna have to
We'll figure something out.
Stupid.
Anyway.
Yeah, are you guys good?
Yeah, we're good. Who do you pick?
It'd be a stop motion thing.
I would probably go with Mary and have her just destroy the Catholic faith real quick.
Be like, hey, man. Yeah, no, that would be a great question. Like, by the way,
did you know people worship you?
Yes. Did you know people worship you, like, really good? They do it the most. They worship you more than anything or anyone.
Mary, I just wanted you to set the record straight.
Have you been given my prayers?
Yeah, worship.
What's the word? So you got Mary and who else?
Maybe like John the Beloved. I want to guys who got like the trippy revelation vision. I'm like, hey, John, let me go. Like this Air Force base right here, these helicopters, are they kind of what you were seeing?
Yeah, you're going to be like, he's going to be like, oh. He's like, yeah, hate to let you know this, but it is a mid-trib. And you're like, oh, burn it, John. He's going to ruin everything.
If I had John, I'd be like, John, hey, this is some Google images of what's going on right now. Do any of those match what you were seeing?
Like the eagle in the wilderness saving the children? Like, it's like, oh, yeah, no, that was definitely a plane with an eagle on the side of it.
Yeah, but if it was like more advanced, I'm like, oh, well, we don't have those yet, so I got some time.
I would be I'd be like, hey, John, does this ring a bell? USA. he's like never heard of her. Oh, man.
John, in the sea of people, were any of them wearing red baseball caps with MAGA on it? that'll kind of tell where we're at.
He goes, hey, John, do I look familiar? He goes, absolutely not. You're like, oh, rats.
All right.
So
you're going John the Beloved, and who was the first one? It was
I want Mary to roast the Catholic.
Right.
If you're Catholic, please get saved. John the Beloved. To see where we're at, like, time frame. And then, probably either Elijah or Enoch, because they're in heaven. And they'd say, like, hey, this is what heaven's like. I'm like, all right, cool. So, you know, kind of like those, if that, you know, makes my reasoning, you know, make sense.
Right. My three would be,
like Esther and Eve, like, sorry guys, like, yeah, you know, kind of, you know, I guess.
My three would be David, Peter, and Samson, because that just sounds like a good time. You know what I mean? Like, they were fun guys. They did fun things.
All sorts of fun stuff. We could set a bunch of...
Yeah, man. Well, this sounds like that'd be a riot.
I always wondered what it would be like to set that many foxes on fire.
Yeah, man. We're just going to give a bunch of stuff to Samson to pick up. Hey, like, pick this up. Move this.
This is a school bus. Pick it up. Wow. I saw Spider-Man do this once.
Yeah.
We made the joke before, but I would probably pull out all the lyrics to Mary of, hey, Mary, did you know?
And act like it's original to you. You know what I'd say to John? I'd be like, I've been selling my soul.
Ah! He's a sinner.
Things crooked.
You know what I should do? Instead of Enoch, I'm going to be Elijah. Like Elijah. I hate to break it to you, but Revelation says you're toast.
Bro, you got some bad days coming.
Hey, no, hey Moses. Hate to break it to you, but a little loppy choppy.
Let's be honest. Nobody's going to pick Solomon. That sounds like a terrible time.
No, I'd be like, yeah, how'd you do it?
Nah, like,
dude, I can't handle one wife. How'd you do it? Yo, you must be the most wise person that's ever lived.
Ecclesiastes gets depressed in there for a minute.
He's like, you.
Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
He's like, surely you are the wisest man alive. 1,000 wives? Bruh. Bruh. Have you heard that thing like, bruh?
Yeah, dude, that's how I know he wasn't the wisest man alive. 1,000 wives? That dude's an idiot. That man,
like,
dumb.
No.
Like, the psalmist, like, hey, man, you got, like, 1,000 wives, and there's, like, you know, 365 days. So, you know, it's, like, not even, like, three. Like, how do you even work? Like, you talk to three a day? Like, what is this?
This guy was supposedly the wisest man to ever live, and he still somehow lost so many arguments with all of those women.
Yeah.
But could you imagine with Solomon?
That's how it became so long.
Damn.
They had sharpened him so much.
But you have all of these wives, and like you said, you're married, and like there's the feeling of like people, like guys will just like give people stuff like to get like the girl off their back. Like, so you can imagine like all these temples being built. You wonder if it's just like, you know, all the wives are complaining like they never have time to spend with you. So it's like, whatever, I'll just, you know, build a temple, it'll get off my back. Like, maybe, you know,
just build a temple real quick.
Like all the, like, you imagine like the complaining, because like, yeah, you are like, you know,
you're not even married yet, and you're getting it. No, I'm joking. My wife's great. It's like, he's like, all the complaining you do with it.
Solomon move, not to like a wide aspect, like giving this stuff away. Like, we were playing Monopoly, and this was like this on whatever Sunday, like the worst luck ever. So I rolled doubles, and everybody knows, like, once you roll doubles, you roll again.
What's wrong with you?
A guy had all the railroads, so I landed on, like, a double, got to, like, chance, and the chance says, advance the nearest railroad, if owned by another player, like, pay double.
Yep.
So I'm like, are you kidding me? I just lost $400. My double, literally, the next roll, I land on community chess. My community chess card says, proceed to advance the nearest railroad, if owned by... I literally lost $800 in Monopoly in one turn. So what I ended up doing, I'm like, Ruth, here's all my property. I just want $1. And then, yeah, I was out. Yep.
That'll do it.
It's all prep for real life.
I've never finished a game of Monopoly in my life.
Dude.
So everyone on YouTube, we just restarted the video because we lost some. So we have to come up with something fun in the next few minutes to post to our socials.
Got it. Let's go get a bunch of stray cats.
How about I tell a story that I was telling you earlier?
Tell a story.
Tell it.
Wait. Harrison. We're going to keep you on for a few more minutes, okay?
I suppose.
You suppose. Well, you're not encumbered yet.
He's already been with us for 36
years. So.
Yeah, this man's trying to quit the podcast, and we keep calling him.
He keeps saying, he literally said, can you imagine Solomon and the nagging wives? And just... He's about to get married. He like, what are you gonna be?
Listen, I've seen the last picture I saw of Ruth.
Yes.
She didn't look like a happy camper. So
you're gonna have to build that girl a temple.
Yeah. All right. So I would pick, let's see, I would pick Adam and Eve, and then just, that's all I would need.
You would be a counselor?
I would just be a
marriage counselor.
All right. Get after it. No, there is Enoch. That'd be cool to listen to him. How about, I mean, Samson was a turd.
But he's so strong, bro. You could just ask him to pick stuff up.
John the Beloved is a must. Book of Revelation and Daniel. Oh, both of them together. Boom. John and Daniel. You'd be like, Daniel, I introduce you to the rest of what you were trying to write.
We came to this with very different mentalities. I was like, bro, I could record a pretty funny podcast with Samson, David, and Peter.
Yeah. Can you imagine John, Daniel, and Paul? John, Paul's like my gospel. And Daniel's like, what's that? What's that now? And then John's like, oh, well, there's a little something different going on in Revelation. It's just like, wait, no.
Hey, Cameron's just picking people to instigate.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, what are those scales in Revelation? What are you going to be, what are they actually chewing on there? Leviathan scales? Like, what is that? Come on.
It's a Leviathan.
It's a small violin for a dragon.
It's made of leaves.
Who'd you pick?
I'm stealing his idea about Samson because I would like to watch him pick things up.
I would just be like, pick this up.
Do you think he looked big?
No.
So sort of like Dustin.
No, I think he did
shut
actually.
Up.
I think. Oh,
shut up.
I think he was a sizable guy.
I'm tiny.
I think he was a sizable guy.
You would have to point in the direction where you wanted to pick stuff because remember he's blind.
this is pre or post.
Yeah.
Listen, I would pick
Samson, Daniel, and David.
David. Why?
Military powerhouse.
What's your question?
All the best fighters ever.
So all your questions to these people are like the most practical. Like, so how cool was that to like, you know, kill the giant?
Wait, you picked Daniel?
Yeah. I just feel like he survived the lion, so that's pretty.
He's
smart.
Not really known for fighting.
No, he's not, but he survived the lion.
You'd be better off with Abraham.
Yeah, no,
Abraham was a man, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I know he's a man, Abraham, but he slept with lions a whole.
All right, but let's
night.
Be real, Paul. For conversation,
we're not allowed
Paul,
to have a pretend like a fun. We have to be real about this. Let's go.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh, salty. Too many Sour Patch Kids. No, but for conversation, Daniel, John the Beloved, and Paul. I mean, obviously, I think my picks are the best. Don't you think yours are? Why would you? If you didn't think yours are the best, change your picks.
I'm not changing my picks.
I know. Okay. So I'm just saying mine are the best because of conversation.
I think you're wrong, though. So
it's fine. It's fine.
No, David, one, would be so much fun. We would just sing forever. I wouldn't know the words, but... We would sing.
I wasn't going that way.
You wouldn't know the words because he wrote it all down in the psalm and then haven't read it.
And Samson would be like, I'd be like, bro, this doesn't rhyme.
I would just take David to Merindale and be like, hey, you see those guys? They're Philistines.
And then
what?
like, yeah, the drug trafficking went down by like 100% in Merindale and Henderson. Like, I know. You're welcome.
A pile of bodies. That's good. I like that.
But let's be real. Nobody's picking Solomon, bro. That sounds so. He's a know-it-all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, the one thing he did was like, oh, there's a child, and you both want it. Cut it in half.
Yeah. Let's see. Who else is nobody picking?
Enoch is just too.
Noah would be pretty cool.
Really? What are you talk about? Oh, you're a trim carpenter.
Wow.
You're like, hey, yeah, so...
How does it float?
So that boat, bro. How was...
So... guess what I'm going to ask you about.
Hey, Noah.
I bet I know what's coming.
He's going to be like, you're not going to believe it. Look, see that? Not a single nail.
Yeah.
None.
You're gonna look at him and be like, hey Noah, you probably get this all the time, but
like, when you see a tall guy, this is literally, you see like a guy who's 6'5", you're like, hey man, he's like, yes, I play basketball. No, I don't play basketball. That's the question. Noah, yeah. It's like, hey, Noah. It's like, yes, I know. I built the ark.
Yep. He's going to, like, come to one of your houses, and then, like, you're going to, like, have, like, you know, your nail gun. He's going to be like,
yeah. No. As he puts it, just plugged.
No. No. You're doing it all wrong,
He's
boy.
He's like, how long did it take you to build this house? I'm like, you know, 3 months. He's like, 100 years. It would be a lot better.
My house is a lot better.
Things have changed, Noah. So has fruit and the grapes. Don't.
Uh-oh. No, I don't want to talk about that.
A few things have changed, buddy.
I don't know. I just don't really feel any
I do
desire.
Love the story of Esther.
It's
but
great,
I don't
but
I
wouldn't want to. Like, I, there's not. I'm trying to
Harrison's
think.
Like,
I would
why
rather.
I'm still on the phone.
Sorry, I'd rather spend time with Mordecai.
I'd rather spend time with Haman. I'd rather hang with him. Hang out with him.
Hang with him.
Hey, Haman, you want to hang out?
I cannot look at the story of Esther without envisioning VeggieTales. Because, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so apparently,
David and Goliath.
What are you doing?
What is he doing?
50 gigabytes of podcast downloaded.
Oh, don't do that. Do you like his screensaver?
Yeah. All right, sorry. I'm putting... There we go.
Ah!
Harry, why do you think that... I was listening to... I think it was Nate Land podcast, and they're like, Mary is so... She's like the most minimal character in the Bible, and they like make her... Like the main character of everything.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even have a book named after her.
Nah.
I mean, Esther, Ruth, they did like.
She's pretty.
She's a non character. Like she's mm-hmm. like a. Like,
I almost called her low tier, but I wouldn't say that.
Mm. No, I mean, God bless her. Holy. I mean, Mary, Mother of Jesus, keep off the holy part because she wasn't holy.
Right. Do you think that maybe he didn't give Mary as much prominence because he knew
she was a.
She would end
issues.
Up being some kind of, like, idol.
Yeah, at one point he says woman, right?
Like, yeah, he doesn't even use her name.
He's like, hey, broad.
Have you ever called your mom woman?
No.
I can tell, because you're alive.
Yeah. Woman.
I feel like Elijah would smell bad, and I'd want to take a bath.
I feel like he's a real piece of work, you know?
Smell like a smoker.
You're Elijah, and you just want to please him, and he's like...
Elijah
was
bald.
Huh? Elijah was bald, right? No, it was Elisha.
Elisha was bald because the boys picked on him, and then he
right. Elisha kind of got a little bit of the bad attitude that Elijah had.
Yeah,
double portion. Some would say.
Yeah.
She
bear.
Those three youngins.
I love it how the Bible says a she bear. It's like, this is not your normal bear. It's a she bear.
Calling the bear a Jew.
Wonderful. All right.
So was it Elijah?
Go ahead.
Elijah.
Huh?
Huh?
Elijah or Elijah?
I think it was Elisha. Elijah's whole ministry is spent like fighting Ahab and wooing him and whatever. And then he's like, and then Elisha comes on the scene and shadows him. And then Elijah's like, I'm out of here. Boosh. You know, like the whole chariot of fire. Yeah. And then he's like, I'll be back though. I'll be back
That's
real quick.
An expensive Uber.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna come back and the lop like and chop this, ministry.
In this list, the most list would probably be like Esther and Peter. Like Peter, like I get it. Like, you know, Jesus, don't get me wrong, but like, you know, nothing like out of the ordinary.
I mean, he did like, walk on water.
I love
and
how
he
they
did
have
preach.
They have the main guy in the dead center.
He did preach
Abraham.
One of the greatest like services ever.
It's like they're trying to get you to pick Abraham, and no one like even sees him there.
Yeah, like Abraham's like, you know,
Abba,
I'm about it, but I wouldn't like pick the same room with him.
No, and poor Moses, he did some pretty cool things.
Yeah.
But he's got anger issues.
I feel, I've looked at over this thing over like four times. I'm still confident with who I
picked. Who'd you pick again?
Samson, David, and Daniel.
I would change mine to John, Mary, and Enoch because I know about like what Elijah did. But like Enoch, like, you know, you walk with God. It's kind of like, you know, kind of kind of vague. Like, I feel like there's more to the story.
I bet you he's a very vague guy, and I bet you sit down with him, and he's not that exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you're like, you sit down, you're like, so what did you do to get pulled out of here? And he's like,
well, I just didn't do nothing.
I don't know. And you're like, I just wasted a pick. Blew it. Like, I bet it's a very underwhelming story.
He's probably ugly.
He's the only guy that, like, you know, doesn't die, period.
Elijah didn't die, you idiot.
Revelation.
He said period.
he hasn't died yet, though.
He doesn't die, dot, dot, dot.
he's like, Revelation, idiot.
Who else in here doesn't die?
The Lord.
We don't know that Moses died, but he dies, dot, dot, dot. I think Elijah's still running around out there.
Like,
I mean, Elijah, yeah, until the revelation. Then
I think he's up in
around.
The hills of Jerusalem.
Just chilling? Just
running around. Yeah, and I think Moses is too. Just running. Well, no, the devil wanted his body.
Yeah.
So I guess that would mean you're dead. Maybe his soul didn't die. All right. Well,
Cam, what are your thoughts about this? So, soon-to-be father-in-law, Pastor Pete Chamberlain, he told me that he did a funeral on, like, this week. And he's like, now, what are your thoughts about, and so what opened up, it was a mom who passed away. So he got the request for the first song to be, like the family's like, ah, there's going to be a song that they played. And he's like, okay. And then so it turned out to be like Tupac, Dear Mama, I guess. So at your church, what were your thoughts about being as Tupac being played the first?
Is it like, are there people in church going to this, or is it not, no one knows? Or
is it a funeral, not the church?
Then yeah, you have to do it.
Yeah. Then he had his son after that thing in the garden.
As you do, hand in hand. There you go. What is that song like? Really, really getting after
it? No, it's actually.
Let's play it right now. Okay.
Yeah. No.
How about selling my soul?
I mean, it's not like Cam. It's not like my top five Tupac songs.
Didn't have anything.
I've never heard of Tupac or whatever.
He said it's not my top five Tupac.
He's in Cuba still. No, like I looked at the lyrics and it was pretty clean. Mm-hmm. Like he actually said like backside instead of like, you know, expletives. Like his mom would like beat his butt.
Well, I'm back. Good for him.
So yeah.
Sounds like he's doing great things for the Lord.
Every other
song, not gonna good. Say.
All right. Well, I think you're safe doing it. Honestly, even if it's at your church, funerals are different. You know what I mean? You can't be like.
It wasn't at the church. It was at a funeral home.
Even if it was at the church and it's someone that I feel like you really can't tell them. Like, if you let them do it at the church, you're kind of opening yourself up to that.
Well, I mean, I would say the way around that is to, if you're having it at the church and they're like, can we have the funeral here at the church? You can go, yes, this is what the church offers.
Yeah.
Dustin.
Whereas if you're at the funeral home, they're not going through you to do the funeral. Mm-hmm. They're going through the funeral home. So you really don't have a say other than what
you
preach.
Right, but I've never, when everyone's had a funeral at our church, you can present that. You can't say like, it's hard to say like, yeah, this is what the church offers. Because we've had people use our sound system, plug stuff in before, but it's hard to say. Like, also, if there's a drum in that song, you can't play it to these people who aren't even saved. But if you're getting to preach the gospel to all these unsaved people, I feel like you just do it.
I think there's a line, Dustin, though.
Yeah. I mean, if they're going to...
Harry.
Dustin, if I pass early, because Cam said no drums, I want my funeral at Heritage to have acoustic... Tupac.
Okay.
Do you want me and Dustin to do a cover of a Tupac song?
We have got you. I don't.
What's up?
No. What's?
I said, do you want me and Dustin to do a cover of a Tupac song?
We'll do it right now. Run that back.
I'll send you my Tupac greatest hits or whatever.
All right. Cool. 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 All
right, buddy.
Go away.
All right.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no, thanks for here. Peace.
Later, buddy.
Yep.
All right.
The guy has no idea what he's getting into when he gets married.
I hung up on that fool. I know we're cutting it. Do you want to go over the haircut thing or
we'll
do that
next
later?
One. Let's end it.
You don't want me to do my story? It's short.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. And we can make a clip out of it.
I want you to know there have been
so Dustin, listen to
five
this story.
Times I was going to touch your knee and I didn't.
Thank you.
Good.
Don't touch me, bro. Here's a funny story. Here's a funny story. So last night, we had friends over for dinner. We're sitting. We're chilling. We had just ordered pizzas, right?
Yeah.
We're playing Mario Strikers.
Ooh.
On the Nintendo Switch. It's a soccer game. It's really fun.
I would honestly love a Switch.
They're great. Yeah. So, I'm not going to give all the details out there, but there's a certain lady in our church who lives close by to where I live. Her husband is out of town.
Mm-hmm.
She calls me last night. I answer the phone. I go, yes, ma'am.
I got to watch out for them.
Yeah.
My husband's away.
I go, yes, ma'am. And she goes, David. And she sounds like scared, like nervous. Mm-hmm. And I go, what's going on? And she goes, there's a guy parked his truck blocking the driveway so nobody can get out. And he's like walking around in circles and he's like in the driveway. And I was like, okay. She's like, can you come? She's like, I'm not going to go to the door. Yeah. She's like, can you come down here? And I said, yeah. So me and Eric Tweed, we jump up, put on our shoes. I go, Eric, do you have your equipment?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, no. And I go, brother, one day you're not carrying. So I run upstairs to get mine. And we drive down to her house.
Yep. Dual Desert Eagles in 50 Action Express.
Her and her daughters are home, but this guy doesn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's like passing people.
Yeah.
And I realized once we got there, and I told Cameron this right before you got here, it must be so nice to be Eric's size.
Oh, yeah.
Because we pull up, and Eric pulls up to this guy's, like, right behind this guy's truck, and this guy
it's a big boy.
Is standing at the door of this lady's house looking through, like, the window of the door.
Yeah.
Now, Eric Tweed is... he's about 280, 290.
He's a big boy.
And he's a strong guy.
Cornfed.
Yeah, he's a tank. He's a Mack truck.
And that's why he works for Lennox.
and so Eric is so confident because he's never had to worry about anyone
ever
in his life. Just jumps out of his truck and walks over to this complete stranger trying to get into a lady's house.
David's
and goes
in the back.
And goes, hey, buddy, what you need? And just strolls over to him. Meanwhile, I'm like getting out of the passenger. I'm like tucking. I'm like, Eric, hold on, man. What are you doing? So like, I walk around. I'm.
Hang on, come on. I got your back. I got your back.
Yeah, I walk around.
You're Eric's like Barney Fife.
Yeah, he's Andy Griffith. You're Barney Fife. That's perfect. Yeah.
So he walks over, starts, you know, obviously you get out of the car. The first words you say are going to be, they're going to sound confrontational.
Yeah. Like, hey, buddy. I figured he would say, hey, buddy.
Yeah. He goes, hey, buddy, what you doing? What you need? The guy turns around and he's looking at Eric. By this point, I'm standing maybe 3 to 4 feet behind Eric. And
you're walking like sideways, like shady, like.
Well, no. So I walked up. I walked up behind the lady who was home, her truck, and I, you know, I'm strapped. I'm ready to go, because we don't know who this guy is or why he's trying to get into the house.
Yeah.
And then the guy turns around and he goes, "Somebody handed me these, and I have questions." And they were Chick Tracks. So Eric goes, "Oh." Okay. He goes, well, how about this? There's some picnic tables right around the corner here. Let's go sit at the picnic tables and we'll talk. And the guy goes, okay. And Eric turns around and he's walking by me. And as he's walking by me, he whispers, I don't have my Bible. And I go, well, that's not what I grabbed when we left the house. So
it's, there's two things on the nightstand. I didn't think this was the one I needed.
That's so funny.
You know, when I looked at my index card of in case of emergency, I looked at column A, column B, and I didn't reach for column A.
Whop him upside the head with the Bible.
Yeah, so
the gospel gun.
They walk around the corner. I knock on the door.
That is so...
Her and her daughter come answer the door, and she's like, what does he need? And I was like, we explained it. He was clearly drunk. And I go, but we don't have a Bible. And she goes, oh, you can use mine. So she goes, she grabs her Bible. I try to witness to the guy, but he was too not, his faculties weren't firing properly. So, his name was Doug. Pray for that guy.
Yeah.
He said he wants to come to church. So I was like, all right, we'll try, stay sober, come to church. I'll meet you at the door and we'll answer whatever questions you have.
Yeah.
We'll get it settled.
That's not what I grabbed.
it wasn't where I went.
Wonderful. Yeah, it was interesting. It was an interesting scenario. And then the guy wanted to talk forever. And meanwhile, like, we had just ordered pizzas.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, it's
starting
I'm
to
hungry.
Get cold now. Come on.
Yeah, dude. He was... I'm going to tell this part of the story. We can cut it out if we need to, but he starts telling us about, he's like, I've read the Bible. And I was like, you've read the Bible? He's like, yeah, but I've read the Old Testament. I know it front to back. I go, what about the New Testament? He goes, I gotta start that. I go, okay.
That's where it starts getting good.
So then he goes, man, he goes, that Old Testament, it's brutal. And I go, yeah, I know. There's some crazy stuff in that Old Testament. And I go, the New Testament, that's, you know, that's where all your hope is.
Yeah.
And he goes, Jesus could get pretty aggressive too. he goes, I've studied things. And I go, yeah, no. Jesus is aggressive. Can be aggressive. Ain't that the truth? He goes, I've studied things. I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, like, I was one day I wanted to know who was the first person who bit the forbidden fruit. He's like, so I read it. I found out it was Eve. So I wrote down in my notes, never trust a broad barren fruit. But he didn't say broad. And he told us that story 5 times. But because he was drunk, he couldn't remember that he had told us
there's
that story.
There's a message in it somewhere.
Bro, he hit like the third time. I look at Eric, and Eric's like, looks at me, says it the fourth time, and Eric is literally like, I'm done. I want to leave.
Just leave him at the house. He's like, you're just like, we're going to eat pizza. He's like banging on their door still like, ah.
So literally at the end of the conversation, I was, because he was so drunk, I was like, hey, man, let's make a deal. You sober up. You come to church.
Mm-hmm.
We will talk. We'll figure it out. I was like, let's make a deal. You come, I'll meet you at the door. Because he told us who handed him the track. I said, I'll even introduce you to the guy who gave you the track. All of us will sit down and we'll talk. And he was like, all right, I'll make that deal. And then he starts walking to his truck and Eric goes, hey, man, you good to drive? And he goes, yeah. And Eric goes, are you sure? And he goes, yeah. He's like, I'm not stumbling because I'm drunk. I'm stumbling because I broke my foot a while back. And, you know, it just hurts sometimes. And I lost, he said he lost like a toe or two or something like that. So he limps. And Eric goes, oh, okay.
I was thinking this the whole time, like, you guys just let him get back on in the car.
Gets in his truck because he's like, I'm not drunk. I drank earlier today is what he said. And the reason I'm walking like this is because I'm missing two toes or something like that. And we were like, oh, okay.
Let's call him two toes.
We were like, all right. Gets in his truck, can't find the exit of the parking lot. Literally driving in circles looking for the exit. Eric goes, this guy's going to kill somebody when he gets out of here. So Eric walks over and he's like, dude, seriously, how about, can I, let me drive you, drive your truck? He's like, no, it's fine. I found the exit. And then he leaves.
Two-toes dog.
Yeah, two-toed dog.
Dude. I have never in my life heard a story like that.
Yeah. I was thinking the whole time, like,
He's just on the road today. He's on the road.
I wasn't necessarily focused on that. I just can't believe this entire event happened.
Yeah, dude. When he started talking, like, he was rambling, and I go, Doug. At first, I was like, hey, man, what's your name? I didn't catch it. He goes, Doug. I go, all right, Doug. I'm going to ask you a question. I hope you don't take offense to this. And he goes, never. I go, well, let's see how the night goes. I go, you been drinking today, Doug? And he goes, maybe a little. I go.
Classic Doug.
You drunk right now? He goes, no.
We struck a line right here. I'm trying to say you're not walking it straight.
Right? No. I was like, all right, okay. So I tried witnessing to him, but he just wasn't. He couldn't focus on nothing. So I was like, hey, man, sober up.
Do you think the alcohol inhibited him from maybe getting saved?
There's a good chance. Okay. Well, I asked him if he'd ever...
Probably had a part.
I asked him if he'd ever gotten saved. He's like, I've asked the Lord to save me. I go, well, did you mean it? And he goes, well, I don't know if I meant it. And I was like, all right.
I found a flaw in your plan.
All right. So we'll see. Well, I hope he comes to church. But yeah, that's how my night went.
You'll probably hear him in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Scraping.
Yeah. Oh, no. You're gonna hear.
Well, he said he'd been sober for a very long. Like he said he'd been sober for a while, for a long time.
Oh.
But yesterday he
relapsed.
Yeah, made a mistake, and so he was. I mean, like he's like crying, and I was like, well, I understand these things happen. But
I've been there.
So,
boy, I'm telling you,
what a fun night that was.
He's gonna get to your church, and you're gonna hit this car in the parking lot, blaring, "You did not creep." Like, who is that?
This man, it's gonna be that guy
in tears.
This man came looking for eternal life, and I came with the equipment to take it. So. Totally. I was ill prepared for how that night was going to go.
It's hilarious. Great. All right. Well, hopefully you enjoyed the episode. We are all over the place. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. You guys know where we're at.
You know.
Give us a follow, like, subscribe, give us a review. And listen, if you're not sure where you're going to spend eternity, the Bible says you can know, and the Bible says that if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, that the only place for you to go is hell. It's not mean. It's not like me telling you this is me trying to be mean to you. We have the truth, and the Bible says that we're all sinners, and sinners go to hell. But Jesus provided the payment for our sin, and he gave his life on the cross for us. That if we'll confess our sins, believe in Jesus Christ, ask for forgiveness of our sins, he will save you. So, if you're not saved, don't put it off. Salvation is the best thing you could ever do. Put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. As far as everything else, we are done. Episode 65.
Boom.
See you guys next week. Peace.